Thank you very much, Mr. President, for the floor. We take this opportunity to thank Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan for her perspectives on our preparations for UNCTAD 16 and the evident significance of the upcoming ministerial. We also thank Ms. Nesvitalova for the useful presentation and the wider team from the Secretariat for all their hard work in putting together the 2024 Trade and Development Report. In fact, we take this opportunity to emphasize the importance we attach to this particular publication, which collates and analyzes information about developments and trends in global trade in a clear manner, thereby helping us to better understand the challenges and the opportunities with which we are faced as developing countries. We welcome the practical recommendations that are a key feature of these reports and which orient us towards effective action domestically among the Global South and also in collaboration with our development partners. Mr. President, the global geopolitical context of 2024 was turbulent, volatile, and challenging. And just over 1 month into 2025, it is clear that the year ahead will be one featuring the intensification of existing challenges, coupled with the emergence of new ones. With multilateralism under threat and unilateralism seemingly set to take center stage, there is a real threat of further marginalization of developing countries such as mine with respect to decision-making on key matters of shared interest and concern, not least of all on the harnessing of new and emerging technologies in global trade, on trade-related climate measures, and on access to finance. We cannot simply seek to absorb shock after shock or sit by as takers of the decisions made by others, decisions that almost invariably have negative impacts for us. In the circumstances, it is critical that UNCTAD amplify its voice and leverage every opportunity to serve as an advocate and a defender of the interests of developing countries as we seek to leverage trade in our pursuit of sustainable development. In this connection, we see the ministerial later this year as a critical and perilous opportunity for developing countries to provide clear guidance to UNCTAD for the ensuing 4 years on the specific support the organization needs to strengthen and on the new actions it needs to undertake in support of our trade and development aspirations and needs. Mr. President, as we look ahead to 2030, there's little reason for celebration regarding the global community's progress towards achieving the SDGs. In some ways, it feels as though the gulf between the developed and developing countries only continues to widen, and that most developing countries are repeatedly experiencing debilitating setbacks as we pursue sustainable development. Conflict, supply chain disruptions, climate-related phenomena, and other crises and shocks undermine our efforts to diversify and strengthen our economies. Limitations on our access to finance and the investment we need to lock us into the commodity dependence we have sought to escape for decades and limit our ability to meaningfully access and leverage the benefits of the digital economy, including rapidly growing digitally delivered services trade. The unilateral introduction of trade-related climate measures further exacerbates the challenges we were already experiencing regarding meaningful market access as a result of standards for our exports that we lack the wherewithal to meet. And despite our best efforts, low growth and a heavy debt burden seem to be a constant in the Global South. In these circumstances, we warmly welcome the action and solution-oriented perspectives contained in the Trade and Development Report, in keeping with UNCTAD's focus on equipping developing countries to craft and tailor our policy interventions so that there is a possibility of effective implementation. We are reflecting on the perspectives in the report relating to South-South cooperation and trade, new approaches to industrial policy design, and exploration of possibilities related to services. We also welcome the ideas articulated in the report on reform of the global financial architecture and a fairer global approach to taxation. In closing, Chair, Trinidad and Tobago attaches great value to this organization, not least of all with respect to its research and analysis pillar, as reflected in this useful report. The report provides a firm platform for the organization's advocacy in key fora with respect to the trade and development needs of developing countries seeking to build resilient economies in our pursuit of sustainable development. Finally, Trinidad and Tobago aligns with the CARICOM Group, CIS Group, GRULAC, and G77 and China statements. I thank you, Chair.